So, hi, Mr. Andros.
Hello.
Can you tell me about one of the most important people in your life?
Actually, one of the most important person that I've come across in my life was my high school history teacher, because he's really the main reason why I decided to go into college and major in history. He made me really enjoy it, because I was never a big history person before I went to high school. And it wasn't until I was a junior in high school when I had him for a teacher, and I had him senior year also, which really influenced my road to become a history teacher. So I would say that he was definitely one of the most influential people that I've come across.
Okay. Are there any funny stories people tell you about you from when you were growing up?
Oh, boy. Funny stories that people told about me when I was growing up. I don't know that. No, I don't know. That one I gotta think about. Go on to another one.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
You know, that's a good question, because I would probably like people to remember me as being someone who cared about people, all different types of people, that I like, and the people that I'm really talking about are students of mine, because I've had thousands of students in my career. And what I'd like to be remembered by, that I was decent to them all, I was good to them all, and most importantly, I was fair to them all. They all could look at me as someone that was fair. And maybe made them laugh a little bit here and there, because that's the way I am. As you know, I'm kind of pretty free-spirited in class. But that's what I would want to be remembered by, definitely. Really for my students.
Tell me where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Where I grew up? Is that what it says? I was born and raised in Lowell. I still live in Lowell. So I've been there been here my whole life. My childhood was ironic, because my parents were older when I was born. I'm an only child. They had me after, many years of marriage. My childhood was good. My parents were very strict with me. They were all about me doing well in school and getting a good job so I can take care of myself and never struggle. My parents grew up during the Great Depression. And they were from Lowell also. They were from immigrant parents that came here from Europe. So they lived in Lowell their whole life, and they grew up during the Depression, and they were very poor, very, very poor, and they had very little. And they didn't want to see me struggle like them. And the people that grew up at this time period were a unique bunch, because their mindset was very different. They watched people that had things lose everything overnight. You two have studied the Great Depression in history. You're a junior?
They were juniors.
So you took it last year, right? So you would see. They grew up right during that time. They were high school kids during that time, so they remember everything. So when they raised me, they were very strict about me having to, do well in school and not get in trouble and not do drugs. That was their whole thing. Do well in school, don't do drugs, don't get in trouble. Because they didn't want to see me struggle like they did. They struggled when they were young. Like their parents struggled, worked in the factories here in Lowell. So they saw that type of life, and they didn't want that. So my early life was, it was tough. My parents were tough on me. But you look back now, and you say that they did everything, well, and I was very happy. You don't realize it at the time, But as years go by, you get older, you start seeing these small things that they did all the time that really were big things as time went along. So my childhood was pretty good, and I was lucky to not live in poverty like they did. I was lucky. I was middle class. My parents were middle class by then. They had, decent jobs, and they raised, and they could give me, things that they couldn't have. So I was fortunate in that regard also. But more importantly than the money thing is that they taught me good values and all. So that's what I remember from my childhood.
What jobs did you have when you were a teenager? What did you do with the money you earned?
Good. That's a good question. When I was on my first job, I was 15 years old at Market Basket, and I worked there for quite a few years. I had to save my money, of course, and keep it, And my father would always say, you got to keep this for when you needed to go to college. You got to keep this for when you needed to go to college. But when I went to college, of course, I had built up some money from working. And my parents took care of my college tuition. And I actually used it when I got out of college on literally buying my first new car. And I was able to use that money that I had made during high school to buy my car, because my father said, no, we'll pay for college, it's okay, but you got to learn how to save money, and you got to learn the importance of a dollar and all that, which was, you know, which was a good lesson. But that's what I did with my money. That's where I worked. What else does it say? Am I missing anything else? Just my first job. Yeah, that was my first job. Then I worked for, also, you know, during that time in the summers also, I would work for a couple of years for the Parks and Recreation Department in Lowell Parks and Recreation, you know, cleaning up parks and things like that. So I did that a few summers also, along with working at Market Basket.
Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me?
A happy memory for me is really... happy memories, believe it or not, are when I see students that I've had that come back and tell me how well they're doing and seeing how they've grown up now to adulthood. Those memories for me, now as an adult, are my, believe it or not, pretty happiest memories. Seeing students succeed, seeing students do well, seeing them years later. I mean, that means a lot to me. I don't have any kids myself. I'm not married. I don't have any children. So my memories wouldn't be with kids that I, you know. So to me, you know, kids that I teach and kids that I've come in contact with, seeing them succeed are real happy memories that continue for me all the time. Sad memories are, you know, losing people that are important to you. You know, obviously my parents, who passed away a few years back, that was very important to me because they, you know, made me who I was, and they taught me the important things in life. Like I said earlier, you don't realize those things till you start getting even older and older, and you always seem to realize more and more as you go along. So those are really sad memories to me. Losing relatives as they get older, those are sad memories to me. I mean, but I don't have one exact sad memory that really sticks out. Just losing and losing. You get older and older, you lose more and more. And just in general, those are, you know, sad memories.
Okay. Are there any classic family jokes, stories, or songs you can share with me?
I don't know that one. That one is a tough one. I need some time to think about that one. Nothing comes to mind about that. I don't know.
Did you have a nickname? What was it, and how did you get it? Does anyone still call you by that nickname?
That's a good one, because I when I was young, my family, I'm Greek. So my first name is Christopher. In Greek, my first name is Christaki. So my cousins called me, what's short for Christaki? Taki. So for my first, like, 7 years of life, they called me that. And then no one ever called me that again. And every now and again, we bring it up, and people, you know, they'll say it because they were all older than me. Cousins are all older than me. And they'll bring it up every now and again and say, remember when we used, you know, that? And I say, yeah. So that was a nickname that I had when I was real young for my family, based on that. So it's pretty. Other than that, no, not. I didn't have anything else.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
When I went to school?
Yeah, when you went to school.
My most vivid memories of school, I'm going to tell you a great story. Okay, can I tell a story about this? Because there is one memory that stands out. Sophomore year in high school, I had an English teacher who had just taught at Harvard University, came to teach at our school. Real tough. And we used to have midterm grades in between we'd have three terms. I went to private school, so we had three terms. Not like here we have four, we have three. So in between midterm, we'd get a grade that wouldn't count in our record, but it would get a grade sent home to show you at the midterm, this is what grade you're getting. And in English class, I knew what I was going to get because they told us before the grades went out. And my English teacher told me, you're getting an F. So I averaged out all my grades, and I looked, and I was getting like an 83. So I went to him, I said, how am I getting an F? I'm averaging out all the grades that I had, I'm getting an 83. How do I have an F? And he said to me, well, you didn't turn in this assignment on this day. I said, yes, you're right. And I put a zero down, right? Didn't turn it in, zero. He said to me, well, because you didn't turn in all your assignments, it's my right to fail you for the term, and I can do that, and that's what I'm not the term, for the midterm.
That makes no sense.
So, I know. To me, it didn't make any sense either. So I'm thinking, oh, boy, I'm going to get an F. I'm going to go home. My parents are going to kill me. Well, I'll just explain to them that, and they'll agree with me, right, and say, yeah. So I went home. I explained to my, you know, the grade came. My father calls me in. What's his F in English? And I explained what I just told you. And he looked at me, and he said to me, why didn't you do the assignment? He said, why would you give anybody any reason to do this to you? So I thought my father would take my side. He didn't take my side. Then years later, he said, yeah, what the guy did was it's terrible. But teaches you a lesson. Don't put things in other people's hands. Do the things you're supposed to do. Do everything you need to do. And don't give somebody that would do that an excuse to do it to you. Do everything right. Do everything proper. Make sure you do it. And take care of that end of the business. I'll never forget that. And that was probably the best thing that I ever learned in school. It's the single best thing I ever learned in school. Even though at the time I didn't know. You know, I'm like, you know, your age. It's like, what a jerk. How can this guy be doing this? Oh, I was furious, of course. But you think back and you're like... And then after that, I made sure I did my work, got it in, just so nobody could say to me, oh, I gotcha. So it was a life, it was a really good life lesson. That I think we do kids a disservice today because... I think we're much more lenient than we used to be with things. And there's some things it's okay with, but things like that, I think we need to teach you guys that, you know, this is life. See, the real world is much different than what you're experiencing here, and you got to be ready for that. And a lot of times I don't think we teach you the way we should, you know, and really get you ready for those things. So that was a real life lesson for me.
Did you ever serve in the military?
I never did. My father, though, I'll give you an interesting story about my dad. He, like I said, he grew up during the Depression, 1941, when the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, he was 20 years old. And the day after the Japanese attacked us, he went in and enlisted in the military, and he went in the Marines, and he went to Guam, the island of Guam, and fought against the Japanese for the next 4 years of the four years of the war. And I remember him telling me the story years later. I said, well, weren't you scared to go to, you went into the military, into war, willingly? And his response was, well, it was a way to get out of poverty. Like I said earlier, he lived in poverty. He said, imagine that. You go to war as a way to getting out of poverty. So I never served in the military, but my dad did.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yes. Yep. When I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to go to school and be a lawyer my whole life. So I went to law school when I graduated college. I went to law school for a year. And I actually worked downtown Lowell in a law firm as a clerk. And I was doing all this. In the meantime, while I was working there, I was substitute teaching at Lowell High 2 days a week, you know, a couple of days a week. When I didn't have classes. And that's when I started, because I told you earlier, I really started liking history a lot my junior year in high school because of my teacher. So I'm subbing at Lowell High, and I was, you know, working and going to law school. And I realized that I enjoyed being around high school kids and teaching history more than I enjoyed what I was doing and what I would be doing as a lawyer. So I actually... left that and went on the next year and got my teaching certificate and then became a teacher. So, what was the question again? I'm trying to...
Has your life been different from what you
imagined? Yes, so I expected to be my whole life, since I was young, be a look. My parents always said to me, again, they wanted me to be a doctor or a lawyer. You know, they wanted me to be rich. And then as I went, I went to law school, you know, taking that. But then I realized, nope, that's not what I want. So it is. My life was different than I thought it would be right up through college. It turned out a lot differently, but it turned out to be something I enjoy doing, because I much rather, you know, teach even than do that. And I knew that when I was doing it. I was doing both. I said, I don't want to do this. I enjoy this more. So, yeah, it did turn out differently in that regard, yeah.
What elections stand out in your mind that you voted in?
My first election that I voted in was 1984. It was Ronald Reagan against, was it Walter Mondale in 84? Yeah. And that was the election, that was my first election that I voted in. I had just turned 18. Yeah, the election was in November. I had just turned 18 in April, yeah. So that was the first one I voted in. And then, well, I remember them all from, you know, after that. Then in 88, it was George Bush. I remember that. He ran against, was it Michael Dukakis here from Massachusetts? Then 92 was Bill Clinton. 96 was Bill Clinton. 2000 was Bush. 2004 was Bush. Then 2008 and 12 was Obama. And then now Trump. So I remember them all. But that 84 was the first one when I was just turned 18 that I could vote in. And that was Mondale and Reagan. And that was, I believe, the last time a Republican ever won the state of Massachusetts. For the presidential election, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that was the last time, because Reagan won, and I think that was the last time a Republican has won Massachusetts. Probably might be the last time, too, at least for a long time.
Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
You know, I'll tell you. I don't think I liked or disliked going to school any less or more than you guys do. You know, do you really like it? Is it something that you're excited about? I mean, no. It was something I knew I had to do well. And did I enjoy it? Did I love it? No. I can't sit here and tell you I did. But I didn't hate it. It wasn't something that I, you know, blew off and didn't go. I did what I had to do. But I don't think I liked at the time when I was young school any more or less than you guys probably do. It wasn't until later when I appreciated things more. And it was probably even up to today, when I still have to take classes here and there, that I appreciate and like certain classes when I take them and enjoy them more. But you got to be old, you know, it wasn't until I was older to appreciate it. But no, when I was your age and going through, no, I can't say I liked it. You know, not any more or less than you guys did. That's a good question.
What lessons has working taught you?
Has working taught me my job?
Yes.
Okay. Working has taught me how to get along with other people, how to realize that people have different ways about them, different ideas, and that's okay. You can still get along with people even though they think differently than you, even though they believe in different things than you. You can still get along with them, and you need to get along with them. Working has also taught me, it gives you self-worth. When you realize that you work and you do what you enjoy doing, you do it right, and you get rewarded for it, you get money, you get paid, it provides self-worth to you, you know? As opposed to if I never worked and I still received the same amount of money, but I don't think I would think as much of myself as I would by working and achieving something. So it's taught me a lot of that, and it's taught me how to, you know, teaches you how to deal with people and how to accept different types of people, and know that we're all different, and we all have different ways about us, different ideas, different ways of life, different cultures, but we can all still come together and join together for a common goal. I think that's important in life with people too, you know what I mean, just getting along and all. So that's what working has taught me, but it gives you self-worth.
When you were growing up, what role did religions, spirituality play in your life?
Yeah, my parents were, obviously they came from immigrant families, so they were very religious. So I'd have to go to church every Sunday. In fact, I have all the the perfect attendance to Sunday school for like 10 years or something when I was growing up. And I played sports. I played a lot of sports when I was young. And I remember I used to have to skip some of the games. I played hockey, and we'd have games on Sunday mornings. I'd have to skip a lot of them to go to church. And I was so upset. But religion was very important in my family.
What other sports did you play?
I played soccer. I played hockey. I played tennis. I played baseball. And then at my end of my high school career, I played football. So I've played a lot. I got a tennis scholarship in college.
For what college?
I went to Franklin Pierce in New Hampshire. And I actually got a tennis scholarship from out of high school to there.
Wow.
Which helped, you know.
Over the years, have you changed your opinion about any major political issues? If so, which issues and why?
Yeah, I have. That's a good question. When I was going through school, I was a Democrat, very liberal. As I started working and started seeing things, I was around 28. I'll never forget, the turnaround came around 28 years old when I really became much more conservative than I was when I was younger. So it was right around 28 years old that I started changing my political views in some ways. Not everything, but some ways, to become a little bit more conservative than liberal. So, and that's what I am today. I call myself pretty, conservative today overall. Not on everything, but on a few different, many different issues, I'm probably pretty conservative. Probably pretty conservative. That's a good question, because that happens to a lot of people.
If you could pick any career out of like everything, what would you pick and why?
I would absolutely pick what I do, teaching, because I enjoy it the most. I enjoy being around high school kids the most. I think it's very rewarding internally. And to be honest with you, I say it all the time. I've been saying it for years. This is my 26th year teaching. I'd rather be around high school kids every day, all day long, than adults. High school kids are more, they're not tainted by things. They're more open to things. They're not as judgmental. They're not already formed in opinions about things. And they're more honest deep down. I mean, a lot of things when they say come from their heart. It's not coming from a political agenda that they have, and that's why they're trying to push something. If they tell you something, it's actually coming from their heart usually. So I would actually, if I were to do this, and I thought about this question a lot, if I were to do it all over again, I don't know what else I would do. I would do the same thing. So I truly believe I picked something that I love to do.
What important lessons have your religious / spiritual beliefs taught you? Will you share them with me?
What I've learned from that, I would say, is that you need to treat people well and respect people no matter who they are or what they believe. You have to just be good to people and be decent to people, just as human beings, regardless of whether you like them or not, or we could, just be decent. And I think that's what that has taught me, to be very compassionate and decent to people. It doesn't even mean that I have to like them or agree with them or anything, but that has taught me that you need to respect other people for who they are, just as human beings, and we need to do this really as a group. But that's what that's taught me, definitely.
What were your favorite family holidays and why?
Christmas, because I always got a lot of gifts. That's really, that's the truth. I used to get a lot of gifts at Christmas with my parents were, like I said, I'm an only child. So I used to always love Christmas. And also why I like Christmas the most, you had the most time off out of school. You had the most vacation time, right, of any holiday. So I liked it for that and the presents, definitely.
Of all the family members you have either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life and why?
My uncle, who served in World War II, was in the Battle of the Bulge. That's one of the biggest battles in American history. He was in it. And he had a few stories there. He never told us everything, but there were some stories that he had which were pretty frightening of some things that he experienced. But he never actually told us everything. And I was just talking to my cousin about him the other day, too. I think he was probably the most interesting with his background and what he went through with the war and all, and how involved he was right in the middle of that action. That's what I would say.
Share some of your early childhood memories.
We do that kind of?
You shared your earliest school memory.
Oh, my earliest childhood memories? I was 5 years old when I started playing hockey. I remember going out in the freezing cold into the ice rinks when I was really young and learning how to skate. And I remember my first time, I'll tell you the story. I started to skate, I think I was 3 years old. It was either 3 or 5 when I started. It might have been 3. I think I started playing on a team at 5, but whatever. And I went out there to skate, and I thought I was going to be good, you know, go out there and start. I couldn't stand up on that. I never skated in my life. So I was crying. My mother was during the day, so my mother was brought me. So I don't want to do this. I'm yelling and screaming, crying. I don't want to do this. So she got me, took my skates off, ready to bring me home. As I was ready to go, never going to skate again, some guy came over to me, gave me $1 to go back. He brought me out there. He worked with me for like an hour. And after that, I went and skated, played hockey till right through high school. So that's a pretty cool memory. I'll never forget that. Or else I never would have probably skated. Probably never would have gone back to that rink.
Should we still ask more questions?
I think we've been at least 20 minutes. It's up to you guys. Why don't you ask one more if you want? This is good.
You want to ask one?
Thinking about future generations, knowing that they might hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice that you would like to share with them?
Yeah, I would. Two things that I would suggest to them. Number one, work hard. Regardless of what you do, go out and do it the best you can, and know you have to work hard to accomplish anything, you know, in this country, whatever it is. You gotta put in the time. Okay, nothing will come easy. You have to put in the time. And also, like I said earlier, have patience with people that you don't agree with. Don't be so quick to judge them. Don't be so quick to label them. Have some compassion and some patience with people that you might not agree with on many things. Okay, because after all, we are all here trying to do the same thing and trying to make it the same way, you know, make it in life the same way. So just have some compassion and some patience with each other. That's what I would say.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. You guys, that was great. Those questions were excellent. Who made those questions up? Did you guys help make those up, or did she teacher find them somewhere? Yeah, those